The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Hey guys, welcome to Friday. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Brilliant. Short week after short week. What else do you want?
Hey Jess.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, it's all right now. The news was still playing.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry.
That's payback because we were so late this morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How are you guys? What's going on?
Oh, I'm great. It's a
weekend. It was a big birthday yesterday. I see on Facebook you had burgers and lots of tiny little cakes from the bakery.
Yeah, it was a nice little, just a little celebration. I wasn't expecting it or planning it.
Very cute.
It was good. It was great.
How are you, Meg?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah.
You're in the toilet when I got here.
Oh, yeah.
You're heading in the toilet again.
Yeah,
bit ill.
Yeah. Ill. It's not morning sickness.
I'll tell you what.
Eject.
As much as I want it to be.
As much as you... What?
I know it's not.
As much as you want it to be. Do you want to be an uncle or something?
Well, a gunkle.
Gunkle.
Yeah. No, I'll be right.
I hate that term, gunkle.
Just do you?
It sounds like a
bit of
it sounds like
shit
a foot
in
fungus.
The shower.
No,
yeah.
It just sounds like a foot fungus.
I'm so annoyed. My housemate has COVID. So I didn't go home last night once I found out, obviously.
Yeah.
I had to stay at a hotel. I have to go to Sydney now all weekend. I wasn't planning on it. What a friggin' pain in the ass.
Oh, but your family will love it, though. When was the last time you saw them?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's very, very annoying.
Inconvenient.
Inconvenient. Yeah. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. You're good. Know, it's Friday. It's 3 days off.
Thank God. Oh, you're not working this
not
weekend?
Work.
That's good.
You get your long weekend.
This is great. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Just too many days off.
So you're not salty at us this time talking about a long weekend like you were last week?
No, I'm so happy.
Good. Good. Enjoy yourself.
You can hear it in your voice.
I love it. Jackson is working from home as well. I won't get to work with Jackson again.
Oh.
I've realised after I finished yesterday.
Oh.
That's sad.
That's actually really sad, but you'll get to drink with him more.
That is true.
You'll be catching up all the time.
Lads versus Lasses is up next to kick off your Feel Good Friday. We have a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at the Katara Home Centre. Great cafe. Mm. If you want to play 13-10-09, the lines are open. The Lasses just ahead slightly, 35. The Lads on 34.
Told you we're going to come back.
Got to go into the weekend with a draw, at least.
Absolutely.
Come on, we need a really good bloke here. 13-10-09.
Yep.
Don't let us down.
We'll do it after D-Light. Groove is in the heart right now in New FM. Good morning. D-Light. Groove's in the heart. New FM with Maddie, Megan, Crevo. It's 6:15 for your Feel Good Friday. Wet one all day, 22, the top on the coast.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Okay, we're going into yet another long weekend. The Lasses, for the first time in a couple of weeks, have streaked ahead by 1 point only, 35. The boys were on 34. Let's even this up today. We are playing for a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their birthday with a new menu and all the old faves from the deli available daily, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Time now to meet our bloke. Our lad for this morning, Brett, is getting primed and ready for the weekend. Nice one. It's a long weekend. Of course he is. His drink of choice is Bundy Rum, but he's going to pull out the cocktail shaker this weekend. Shaker, Brett. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Excellent. What cocktails are you going to be brewing up?
French martinis, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. Nice one. Keeping
it
simple.
Are they the ones you put the little flour in once they're done and...
Like, yeah, I don't do the flowers.
No, you don't do the flour.
No need for that. Just get straight into
knock
the boozing.
Knock it back. It's harder to knock back with a flower in it.
You've got to pick that thing out.
It's in the way.
I was chatting to Brett off the air and I said, oh my God, French martini is so fancy. He goes, not that fancy, only vodka and pineapple juice.
Oh.
Chambord.
Drop in there. Just to make it fancier.
Love pineapple.
This is why they put the flour in it, to make it look fancier.
Yeah, because it's simple. All right, let's get into your questions, see if you can take home the win today. Of course
let's
you
do
will.
It.
All right, first one's multiple choice. The website Silly George sells products for which part of the face? Is it A, lips, B, eyelashes, or C, nose?
Oh, God, never heard of it.
Neither have I. Sounds like a silly website.
Silly George?
Nose.
Oh, no, it's eyelashes.
All your fake eyelashes and your glues and
how
whatnot.
Is that a whole website?
A whole website.
God. Ladies, hey?
Yep.
All right. Number two. Rapper ASAP Rocky is expecting his first child with which singer?
Oh, look, I'm failing this week.
Rihanna. Rihanna.
Are you doing, like, some hammering in the background at the same time?
No, that's raindrops hitting the roof of the...
Oh, wow. That's how heavy the rain is at the moment.
There's
my
some heavy
goodness.
Breathing there as well. I thought, what is going
what's
on?
What's going on?
Hammering and heavy breathing.
All right, last question for one on the board. Here
okay,
go.
What does the store Lincraft sell?
Bedding.
There are sheets in there.
Yeah, okay. We've got to give
they
you
do
that.
Sell sheets.
1 point on
mainly
the board.
Mainly craft and sewing, but
yeah,
you know what?
Some bed sheets.
If there's some bed sheets, we'll give it to okay. him.
If the question was, what do they mainly sell, but yeah. it was, what do they sell?
They do
so
sell
you're
that.
In.
Thanks, right. Brett. One on the board. Hold the line.
Let's go to Natasha. She's on her way to work. Works as a yard person at Coates Hire. Can use all the equipment up to a 30-ton excavator. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Can you use the excavator better than the blokes?
Oh, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Of course you can. Confidence, babe. All right, let's get into your first question. What does the company Kumo make?
Tools?
No, it's car tires. All right, multiple choice. Which of the following is not a head shape you will find on coach screws? Is it A, square, B, hexagonal, or C, triangle?
C.
Sure
that
is.
That is correct.
Well done. All right, this is for the win, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, question three. Which tool brand uses the M18 system?
I can't pronounce it. The
Milwaukee? That's the one. Natasha, you extended our lead and got yourself $50 Gamblin' Brown voucher, babe.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Oh, I love your vibe.
Have
how
a
good.
Great day, guys.
You too. Happy long weekend.
Thanks, Natasha.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, see don't ya. See it. Sounds so defeated,
what do you
guys.
Mean? Well, she works at the tool yard. Meg, yeah. Course she's going to do well.
Whenever the ladies get in front, you both seem very disappointed.
Guess what? This is what graceful losing looks and sounds like.
No, well, yeah. I would never know. Well, I've got to put up a scene. So, look, all of my what do you call it, negative energy got us the win. So, yeah, just putting good. It out there. Yeah,
okay.
Good on you, Meg.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Last night, I have to tell you about this thing we watched on Stan, right? Because...
I thought it might have been SBS.
No. This is a thing on Stan. Just thought this looks like a bit of a fun comedy show. Turns out there are about 20 male appendages just flopping out and not really any clues in the, like, you know, there's a little picture that shows what's coming up in the show. No clue at all for
make
that.
Make you feel uncomfortable.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, you know what?
Of all things to watch on your birthday, that's
it was
a lot,
a new
hey?
Thing I hadn't watched before.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we're up to episode 4.
Because you wanted to see more of these male appendages?
Well, I'll let you guys be the judge. No, it wasn't. No,
or Euphoria.
Much, much, much filthier than Bridgerton.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. I had no idea. Anyway, got up to episode 4. We'll get into the details next.
I'll take
some
notes next.
When you're single and desperate and need to, you know, find things
and
in other places.
Certain other websites are down.
Yeah.
You want to hear about this show.
621 in UFM. Good morning. Gail, forget you. 105.3 New FM. The Novo's Maddie, Meg, and Crevo. Your birthday yesterday. Yeah. You and Emmy sat down to watch some TV. Interesting recommendation for us.
Well, yeah. This is fascinating. So we flicked on Stan, and there was this show that, you know, it gets recommended for you.
Yeah.
And then the reviews looked, like, quite good on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. So, oh, yeah, watch that. It's, like, sort of an American comedy drama thing. That sounds good. It's essentially about this, in the 70s, this lady joins forces with this guy who is basically a pornographer.
I've seen the ads for this.
Right. And they create the first erotic magazine for women. And Every time I thought, oh, they'll just pan, because of course in the first couple of episodes, there's the search for the centerfold, right? Yeah. And you think, oh, when they're doing the auditions, and they audition like 20 blokes, they'll just show like their reactions or from like the stomach up. No, no, they show the whole thing. All of them on the flop, just there standing there.
The whole kit and caboodle.
And it's the 70s, so there's much bush. Pubic hair and bush. And they end up picking this fireman, and oh my God, he has quite the long schlong. It's just hanging down there.
Did you feel a bit inadequate watching this?
I didn't feel inadequate, no.
Yeah, so you're comparable.
I was
Wow.
No.
Oh, hello.
What I wanted to say is... At first, it was very confronting.
Yeah.
Because I kept expecting them not to show it, and at every opportunity, they're showing it. It's just hanging down there.
Now, an ad for this actually came up on my Instagram maybe a week ago, and I thought, this looks really, really interesting. There was no inkling there was going to be this much.
It's everywhere.
Full frontal. I'm interested now.
But because
I'm not going to lie.
The publisher, right, in the story has about 20 like magazines on the go that are for men. So there's a lot of female nudity as well, because they're all like walking around the models and everything.
I don't know what's happened in the last maybe 2 to 3 years, but it's like popular culture has accepted penis on camera. Like, remember Adam Demos in Sex Life?
That's right. It was
where it all started. It's
exactly.
And we're all like, oh my God, look at that. Is it real? Is it fake? Apparently real, by the way.
Well, how much did we see in And Just Like That?
We saw
a couple in that.
And Euphoria.
Euphoria as well.
I think this show might have more than any of them.
Put together by the sound of it.
There was just so many, because they did an audition process and so many, like they're all lined up around the block to audition.
So what's the name of this show?
It's called Minx.
Minx.
Which is the name of the magazine. It's a funny show.
I always find it so entertaining watching people and how they react to seeing naked people.
Yeah.
Like, some people get really uncomfortable. Some are too interested. How was Emmy?
Emmy.
Because you seem like the awkward guy.
I was a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But then, you know what? By episode 2... totally relaxed around the whole
situation.
What about
you, Meg? You're licking your lips.
I'm watching this. We've got a long weekend. There's 10 episodes. Mama. I can smash that out.
but it looked interesting
already. I was already keen on the show, and now I know that. I have to watch it just for, you know, just to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You can't help yourself.
Meg, you'll definitely be keen. Yeah, I think this might be good watching for you, I reckon, Maddie.
Oh, well, I've got a whole weekend of nothing.
To
film.
You have a look at this this fireman, the centerfold they pick in the end. Wow.
Thank you. Five stars. It's
quite astonishing.
Roger
and Margaret at the movies. David and Margaret, isn't it?
Okay, who knows? It was a long time ago, those old people.
Relics.
Yeah.
We're checking in with Jesse in the newsroom next at New FM for you. Feel Good Friday. Good morning.
Lenovo's good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
When it comes to going on a first date, sometimes, like, the who's going to pay for what comes up, and it's really, it can get a bit awkward. Well, this lawyer in the US has come out and said that blokes are the ones who should be paying for the first date under all circumstances, which I find a bit strange. So he's come out and said, the reason that you do this is because you pay for the, if you go to pay for the person, right, and they just sit there and expect you to do it, that proves that they're entitled, and then you shouldn't go on a second date with them. Like, normally there's a bit of a push-pull kind of situation.
There should be, you would think.
You would think that, but he's like, no, offer to pay every single time, and then you can weed out the entitled princesses, if you will. Very strange.
Is this lawyer a bloke or a girl?
A bloke. Bloke.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you guys reckon? Who should pay on a first date?
Guys, I think yet another topic in life that we're drilling way too far down on unnecessarily.
Mm.
The guy pays on the first date. It's old school chivalry. That's where this has started. That's, you know, where it's come from. I think it's fine.
I think split the bill.
Yeah. I am very awkward with letting someone pay for me. I always have been.
Because I think if you pay, there's like a weird I don't know. It's
expectation?
Just, yeah, you just want to rule that out.
Yeah.
Right? If it's there perceived or not, you just want to rule that out. Split the bill, be done with it. That way there's no one's uncomfortable. It's just way better, I reckon.
See, I think as a guy, it makes you feel more uncomfortable having to have the conversation about the split. I think most guys appreciate the fact, hey, I'm going to pay for this. We don't have to have that awkward conversation. It should just be expected. I know it's a different time now.
Yeah, of course it is.
But it's chivalry. It's just old school chivalry.
Nah, you're living in the past, Maddie.
So for me in particular, the way I get around this is normally, like, when you go on a date with someone, normally it's dinner and a movie or dinner and some other thing, like, I don't know, bowling, or for example. They pay for dinner and I'll pay for the movie. Like, that's how it will go.
Splitting the bill.
Here's a tip as well. Don't go to dinners on first dates. It's awkward. It's unnecessary. Go to a bar. Go rounds on drinks each.
Yeah.
Like, it's so simple. Well, dinners ruin everything.
For me in particular, a dinner's kind of wasted on me because I can't eat.
Well, that's true.
So, like, and I don't want to have that conversation on the first date. Why aren't you eating? And I'm like, oh.
Can I just have a bite of yours?
This is a bit weird. But 13, 10, and 9, who should pay on the first date? Should it be split? Should it be the guy? Should it be the girl?
No.
Is it the girl's turn paying for the first date?
Split every time.
Yeah.
And you're all good. Well, split, definitely.
Tickets for the Knights up for grabs if you want to take someone on a first date to a Knights versus Eels game this weekend.
No one has to pay then. We pay.
13, 10, and 9. Who should pay on the first date?
Tyo Cruz, Dynamite now at New FM. Tyo Cruz, Dynamite for your Feel Good Friday at New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. The rain is set in for the start of another long weekend. 22 the top on the coast today.
Yeah, reading this article about a lawyer who's saying that men should always pay on the first date, but for not the reasons that you think. It's basically to suss out whether the person that you're going on a date with is entitled or not. So he's come out and said, just imagine how someone like that would treat their significant other or their spouse for a low, low price of $30, $40 or whatever. You've learned the person in front of you, if they don't offer to split the bill, how entitled they actually are as a person. Interesting way to suss out the debate.
I agree with that. I think you want to split the bill. Like, it just shows a good attitude going forward to, you know, how things are going to be paid for.
So do you, in general, if you're out on a date, Meg, do you have the conversation before or after?
So,
or during?
If we're just having dinner and that's it, I make sure I've got cash on me. Always.
Yeah.
So I can like at least.
Oh, you pay it on card and then you just.
And then I'll give them $20 or $30 or whatever that my dinner was. I'll always make sure I've got cash.
Let's go to the phones. First up is Todd at Nelson Bay. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Hey, Todd. Are you paying on the first date or what's your vibe?
Look, I think we're on the right track with sort of paying and then finding out how it goes, but not in a conniving way on purpose, deliberately, because that's sort of like entrapment. So I think everything should be natural.
Yeah.
Just natural.
You just go to pay the bill and you see how it works out. You're working together. The lady might say, look, I'd like to pay this. You just respect her and you say, sure, I'd prefer to, but if you'd like to, no worries. And then if you want to pay and she's okay with that, that's fine as well. So I think if it's natural from the beginning, there's no arguments, there's no uncomfortableness, everyone seems to be on the same track, then I think you can go forward.
See, I like that. Shows a lot of maturity for both of you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good call. I agree with that.
Good on you, Todd.
That was a very mature response.
I like that. I don't even know what happened.
You should be on maths as a coach.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Better than all the dating coaches on there.
Let's go to Lee in Lakelands. Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Who should pay on the first date?
I think whoever does the invite.
I do like that. So whoever initiates the first date should be the one who pays.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so what if... So in this instance, for example, imagine if she initiated, so let's go to dinner. He recommends a really fancy restaurant that's out of her league financially. What should happen there?
Or maybe she should say to him up front that it's a bit expensive, try somewhere else, maybe.
Yeah.
Just be honest.
All very sensible. Once again, like, I feel like that doesn't... Well, yeah, I guess it's whoever invites.
Yeah.
But do you not feel like there's a bit of inequality there at all, or you don't doesn't bother you?
No, not really.
Okay.
Hey.
Fair enough. Not quite answering the question, but a good...
No, well, I think that was an answer, to be fair. It's whoever invites.
Right.
Whoever initiates
and
the
then
date.
Pays, the other person pays the next one.
Yeah.
Maybe. All so, right, let's go to James up next. Maybe settle this. What are your thoughts?
No, James is gone.
No, well, for example, the other day I got invited out for coffee and he invited me and he offered to pay and I didn't really say anything because, to be fair, it was like a $5 coffee.
Coffee so,
like,
is different,
a little bit
I
different
reckon.
To a dinner, but at the same time, if we went out again, I'd probably pay because he paid last time.
Oh, he's got you there.
Yeah.
He does a coffee and you pay for dinner.
Yeah.
Genius,
that
this
could
guy.
Work.
All right, moving on. This next story is a guy who is in serious trouble, right? Down in Sydney.
Yeah.
He spent 40 minutes trapped inside, head first, inside a septic tank.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
How it happened, what went on, all the good information up next.
Okay, 6:49 at New FM. Welcome to your Feel Good Friday. Good morning.
Good night.
Tate McRae, You Broke Me First at New FM. It's 5 to 7. Raining all day today, 22 the top on the coast, 21 in the valley.
Oh, so an absolutely terrible thing to happen. This guy gets his head stuck inside a septic tank down in Sydney for over an hour. Now, adding to the panic of things, apparently, according to the guy, the water was rising inside the tank. Now,
oh, the anxiety.
Can you imagine? Now, I have hunted and I've looked at so many articles because a lot of news sources
reported
are reporting
on this.
Yeah. No one is saying why he had his head stuck inside the septic tank.
It sounds like an episode of, remember that show Fear Factor?
I do.
The water's rising. So get like huge suspenseful music.
Yeah, except instead of, you know, being full of bugs or something, it was full of something else. Apparently, so he was crying and screaming out. His dog came and found him, and then that like raised the alarm to his kid, who then called 000.
So how did they get him out? Did they have to cut it open or?
Well, they just said, once again, very little information. They're being real cagey about this, which always makes me wonder what's really going on. All they've said is they eventually managed to free him after 1 hour. Imagine that, an hour in there. Well, that's once the paramedics arrived and the water and all of the stuff floating in the water is rising up, getting closer and closer. It's definitely that sort of vibe. The man has his head stuck inside.
Was he practicing for SAS Australia or something where they do something like this?
Here's just a top tip, and this is just in general.
Don't put your head
inside the septic tank. Ever. Ever. There's no reason to do that. Call a plumber who have one of those camera things. Or if you're feeling like, you know, like tie your phone to a bit of rope and stick that in there and take a photo.
For me,
you need to see what's in there.
This would be one of the smells that stay with you forever. Like you'd have severe anxiety ever going into like a portaloo ever again.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Just terrible.
Unfortunate.
Well, some people, if they're not putting it in the articles and not revealing, I think there might be something weird involved here.
That's what
because
I think.
We've all heard the story of like trough men and stuff here. Yeah?
No, and I don't think I want to.
Use your imagination. I think that's all you need for that.
Because people
are into some whack shit.
Literally, the only information, obviously there's little tiny bits are different on the articles.
Yeah.
One of them got the depth of the tank. Now, if they've done that much investigation, that means that to go down there and either measure it or
get a serial number and work it out.
What a job to get as well. Like, you got to go wading through, measure up that septic tank after you get the man out of it. His head.
There were so many people on site as well, like trying to deal with it and everything, plus the media storm. It's crazy.
Wouldn't you just be tempted to go up and kick him or something because his head's stuck? That'd be me.
I'll just leave that right there.
Well, that's how dark, Meg. That's emo, Meg.
It sounds like something out of The Simpsons, though. Someone's got their head stuck. And
kick
then
a guy when he's got his head stuck in a septic tank. That's really nice.
Why not?
Good on you. 6:59.
This is The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
New FM.
So there's this story been doing the rounds. It's come from Reddit, but it's become sort of mainstream news about this guy they're calling Tunnel Boy. Now, Tunnel Boy is he's 30 years or 31 years of age.
So he's not a boy, he's a man.
No, he's a man, right? And he recently inherited this property. Like, it's just a block of land out in the wilderness in America. And his wife has been basically saying, I don't know what to do, because he's spent the last over a year just digging this tunnel on this block of land, right? And he's done quite a professional job. So he's installed lighting and proper support beams and, like, put a floor, like a concrete floor in and everything. So he's doing quite a professional job, but there's no end in sight. And it's quite a deep tunnel, and she doesn't know what to do. So apparently he's spending all his time on this hobby of building a tunnel.
So is he just doing it with a shovel? Has he got an excavator? What's his choice?
I think he started with some, like, I think he's got a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right? He's got all the tools down there working this out.
What's his main goal? To get to China?
No goal. Just building a tunnel. He's just, his hobby is building this tunnel with no real goal.
Someone doesn't want to be inside with their wife is what I'm getting out of this.
If you going outside and just digging a hole to nowhere, you need to get a divorce.
Well, this is the thing. My old neighbour, when we were living in Bolton Point, we used to say he hated his wife because you never saw him inside. He was always tinkering with something outside. There wasn't anything to tinker with. He was just always just
doing
on the garden. The garden was immaculate, granted, but it was just like, okay, go inside. She probably wants to see you.
At some point.
Yeah.
This is what I thought we could do up next. 13, 10, 9. Does your partner have a weird hobby? Or like a hobby you just don't get it? Like, what are they doing? Obviously, the tunnel is an extreme example.
Yeah.
But are they just right into something? You're like, what the hell are they doing? I don't even get it.
Hands up in the air. Let him go. Those vibes.
Yeah. What? Just let them do what
they
do.
You've given up questioning what they're doing and why they're doing it.
And why they're spending so much money on it.
Money as well.
13, 10, 9. Does your partner have a hobby and you just don't get it?
No. Nights tickets up for grabs too.
Yeah. We will do it after Chicane, Bryan Adams, Don't Give Up. Be Feel Good Friday, 7:09. Good morning. In my mind, I was thinking, what year was this song released? And I was thinking, it's got to be the year 2000.
90s.
Look down. No, year 2000.
Oh,
really?
It's so 2000, yeah. Isn't it? I love
Psychic
that.
Psychic Maddie is back. Chicane,
Bryan Adams. Not really. It just sounds like the year 2000. 13:09 this morning. We're after the weird things your partner does.
Yeah, that's
hobbies
right.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. After we hear about Tunnel Boy, who has built this quite extensive tunnel on this block of land that he inherited, and a lot of people are saying, like, leave him alone, just let him do his thing. But it's a very, very unusual thing to do.
All I'm going to say is, I hope he called Dial Before You Dig. Before I did all this, because the last thing you want to do is start digging and digging and digging, and then you hit someone's, like, internet cable or electricity cable.
Very expensive to deal with, right? But we're after your unusual hobbies. I used to live with this guy, right? And his missus just didn't understand what he was into, because he used to try and make a lot of his own, like, car parts and stuff.
Yep.
And he would be like, he even tried casting them in aluminium in the backyard and stuff. And
it was, go and buy one.
It was all really sort of fally aparty and tragic. And he'd spend hours and hours trying to work it out on the internet. We called him, I'm not going to say actually, Crazy
come
Ben.
Come on.
Crazy Ben was always trying to make, and we don't know why.
What did you actually call him?
That was it.
Just Crazy Ben.
Crazy Ben.
No, it wasn't.
No, there was something else.
Crazy Ben was it.
All right. We'll leave it at Crazy Ben, and we'll go to Paul. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
What's the weird thing you or your partner's into hobby-wise?
Not me. I'm amazing and perfect. I don't
of course.
Do anything unusual.
But no doubt.
Yeah.
She just puts a podcast on and just cleans. Like, I'm all good for a clean house, but she makes it look like that we just moved in every friggin' morning. I swear to God.
Is that
a bit of a clean? Okay, so if the kitchen's nice and clean, she goes over it again with more disinfectant, is what you're saying?
100%. It's just the most unrewarding, monotonous thing you can do in your life. Just stop it.
I think you'll find that's called OCD, Paul.
Could well be. Hey, Paul, has it got to the point where it's interrupting other things? Like you want to sit down and watch a movie or something and she's busy vacuuming again?
It is. Our relationship. I don't know. I want to spend time with her. Jesus, I'm dirty. I'm going to need a
Can I ask, does she get excited about new cleaning products by any chance?
You have no idea.
It's like, we got a Dyson today, babe. Let's go.
Oh, I've used them words before and it works. It gets it going.
Do you ever do you think like the sound of the trigger bottle, like the spray and wipe, like turns her on?
That's what I do.
Come here, darling.
Let me clean you up.
Oh, God, that's the one. That's the one. Bit of paper towel. She can get the dirt out of anything.
Ooh,
la, la. Wow, Paul. You're a lucky man.
You are?
You're a lucky man.
Some would say incredibly lucky.
Incredibly lucky. Clean house.
What does she do? Does she work as well, Paul?
No, I'm the worker.
Okay.
What do you do for a living, Paul?
What do you want me to do? I'll do it.
Okay.
Trick of all trades. I'm into mainly just general cleaning and demolition.
Demolition?
I love that. Cleaning and demolition. What a combination.
Yeah, you've got to rip it down and then clean it up.
Absolutely.
You know, right. You got your own demolition company?
Nah, it works for me. Best mate that I've known since year two. It's easy. It's all good demolition. It's Scott Watley. He's a very good bloke.
All good demolition.
I love that.
Thanks, Paul.
I like Paul.
Yeah. So do I. What a character.
Cool again, mate.
What do you want me to do? I'll do it.
All good.
All good. All good demolition.
Hey, up next on the show, of course, I've only got 5 shows left with you guys.
Yeah, this is number 5, so...
Yeah, the 5th one, I know I'm going to count it down and stretch it out. And on that last day, you're going to be like, oh,
at 9:01, he's going to be out the door and we'll never see him again.
What do you mean?
I mean, in the studio. In this studio is what I mean.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, the dust is going to be, we're going to see the dust from your chair.
The wheels will be spinning as he's out the car park.
Guys, you're making it out like I'm... wanting to leave. I'm really sad about leaving.
I know. Okay.
Anyway, I'm pulling out all of the segments I haven't been allowed to do over the years, whether it be you or the boss, pulling it down. There's things that are a little bit, like, don't sound great when you talk about them or on paper, but when they're executed, I feel like they turn into good segments.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, right, this was only a new edition, and I thought, if I wasn't leaving, they probably wouldn't allow me to do this segment, but I'm going to do it anyway.
We'll let you humor it.
Birthday lotto yesterday, right? Mm. I've always said to myself and said to you guys, I think I'm a little bit psychic.
Mm. You have mentioned this.
Like, I'm just, I don't know what it is, but like if I feel connected to a person or a thing, I can predict the future sometimes. Anyway, birthday lotto, both people who played lost out.
Yeah.
And we had this game yesterday where I was like, oh, let me guess your birthday.
And afterwards, yeah.
On 2 occasions, I got it.
Yeah.
It was quite extraordinary, and like, even for me as a skeptic.
100%, I had no information. I just guessed it. So what I want to do next is you call up the show, 13 10 09, with the number in mind between 1 and 20, and my job is to guess it.
Oh, my God.
I know. Look, it'll be fun. Trust me.
We're going to indulge you this because it is your last week. Psychic Maddie on the show.
Who cares about what partners, weird hobbies partners do? Don't you want to hear me guess what numbers on your mind?
Oh, the phones are ringing.
Thank you, 13 10 09. Psychic Maddie, the hotline is open next.
New FM. New FM.
Bastille, Back to the Future. New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Start of another long weekend. How good is that? 7:27, raining all day today. 21 the top in the valley. 19 around the lake. Now, guys, the psychic hotline is now open. Yesterday, quite a feat of nature occurred on this very show. When after birthday lotto, which is the game we play like twice a day, basically how this works is like we spin a bingo machine and we pick a ball out. If it matches, they win the money. Yesterday, they didn't win on both occasions, but I guessed afterwards the exact birthday plucked it out of thin air. Just so you know, here's the proof. Can I guess? Was it the 18th?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. Oh, I did not know that. Not once, but twice. 23rd.
Certainly is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, you're just saying that.
No, 23rd of January, 1984.
Gotta be psychic. We're gonna test this theory today.
I love how you're calling it a psychic hotline. You're not giving like premonitions or anything.
You never know.
It's literally just a the number.
Meg, how do you know what information Maddie is gonna give these callers?
Well,
we haven't done the calls yet.
You could tell them the lotto numbers. Who knows at this point?
Are you being skeptical of Maddie's ability?
Look, twice yesterday. That's a good call, but
did you not just hear the proof? Yeah. The guaranteed 100% scientific proof.
Why are you so negative all the time? Just go with it.
It's my common
typical
personality trait.
Emo. It's ruining things for the rest of us. Daniel, good morning.
Morning.
Daniel, hello. Do you believe?
Mate, there's always proof.
That's right.
We just heard the proof, but all right. So what are we doing? Number between 1 and 20?
A number between 1 and 20, Daniel.
All right.
Think it in your
think
mind.
Think it in your mind. Don't say
right
it just
now.
Yet.
Yep, got my number.
Maddie's going to connect
your number
with you.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I work in the mines.
You work in the mines. All right. How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 27.
You're 27. Okay. All right. I think I got this. Is the number you're thinking of between 1 and 20, Daniel? Number 11.
No, it's not.
Ah, what is it?
19.
Way off.
Close.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Oh,
I just need to warm up here.
Also, maybe if Daniel's down the mine at the moment, maybe it's hard to connect through the earth.
Maybe.
Could be.
Very thick, right?
Melanie's up next. Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mum.
A stay-at-home mum. Love that. Doing the hard work there. Yes. Now, tell me, what year were you born?
1989.
Good year.
Great year.
All right. You're thinking of a number between 1 and 20? You've got your number in your mind now?
Yeah. Mm.
7.
No.
What is it?
13.
Maybe you're only good at birthdays.
Thanks, Melanie.
Yeah.
Just saying all birthdays are a bigger day.
2 for 2, not great.
Linda's going to save it for me, aren't you, Linda?
I'm going to try.
All right.
You can only do what you can do, Linda. Don't
tell us
don't
a bit about
around,
yourself,
okay?
Linda. What kind of car do you drive?
Colorado.
What suburb do you live in?
Medowie.
Okay, number between...
Thinking up my birth date as well, so hopefully you'll get this one.
And it's a number between 1 and 20?
Sure is.
If you don't get this, it's all over.
I'm nervous.
I'm not. It feels like...
I really want him to get one.
So do I, but at the same time, there's nothing at stake for me at all.
I'm locking in, Linda, number 16.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead set serious.
Oh, my God, I got it!
It's the birthday thing. You're psychic when it comes to birthdays.
Wow. That's extraordinary.
Oh, Linda.
Linda.
You really saved that whole thing for me.
What month are you in, Linda?
Oh, wait. Do you want to guess that as well?
Guess the month?
Or do you want to end on a high?
No, let's get him to guess the month as well.
October.
Yes.
October?
No, June.
Okay. Well, but I'm not a month guesser.
You're a month guy. You're a numbers guy.
Can I try and guess yours?
The what?
Can I try and guess yours?
Yeah.
Is your birthday 23?
Very close. It's 27.
Jeez, we'll take that. No. That's extraordinary.
That's pretty close,
you
though.
You guys have a connection.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, you've made him feel a bit better. He got one right.
And it was
a birthday.
If technically, on birthdays, 100% accuracy.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
I'm into that, Submit. Jess, can I guess yours before we go? Before we go to the news?
Sure. Here we go.
14th.
No. You said, is it the 3rd? You said the other day it was 3rd?
Yeah, see, if you listen and you retained the information.
then he wouldn't have been
just
guessing.
Yesterday.
Is it the 3rd?
Let's
there you go.
Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
I'm just telling you guys a fair real quick. I'm selling some stuff on Marketplace before I move. And I met this lady yesterday. She's from Windale buying one of my items.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, sorry, I can't drop it off to you. My housemate's got COVID, so I can't go home.
Ah! You don't believe the big COVID lie, do ya?
I go, I just want to sell you a table, hun. Like, that's it.
I don't want your conspiracy theories, babe.
Don't worry about it. You can just go and get it. COVID's not going to get ya.
I'll be right, thanks. I'll hold it for you until next week, though, if you want it.
What's the infectious period of your housemate, sorry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, mate. No worries.
Come on. The joys and the perils of Facebook Marketplace.
I like that now. It's gone from...
That's how she sounded. Like, she's a...
COVID non-believers.
She had a couple of darts before she rang.
Mm.
Clearly.
The non-believers are... able to now conduct business with believers in science.
How do you find it? That you're selling? Do you find that you get a lot of non-believers?
I don't know. I don't ask.
I just don't want to talk about it. No, like, you have your own beliefs. You're welcome to them.
Yeah, don't bother me. Yeah, whatever.
Either take the coffee table or not, love. I don't want to hear you.
You can believe in science or not. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I say.
So, we went out for dinner, so it was Crevo, myself, and your partner, Emmy.
Yeah.
And we got on the subject of reading books for some reason, right? And Emmy was saying that she hasn't sat down and read a good book for a while, neither had I. And then all of a sudden, in the next 24 hours, all I got on my Facebook page was recommendations for novels, like that you download, ebooks type things that you download on these apps. And there are all these really weird-looking romance novels that make no sense. I've never been the person to read romance novels. I don't understand why I'm getting recommendations.
When you say romance novels, are they the ones that are quite sexy?
Some of them are steamy. And then I was looking at some of these, and some of them are just downright strange. Like, they seem like Game of Thrones-ish, Middle-earth-era romance novels. I'm just a bit confused. I want to go through some of them next.
These are the ones that have been recommended for you.
Yes, and I've sent you some links so you can check them out yourselves.
These are based on your searches.
Apparently, or what I've been saying into my phone.
Oh, yes.
We'll do it after Matchbox 20. This is Push, a new FM. Welcome to you. Feel Good Friday, 7:42. Good morning. Matchbox 20, Push, a new FM. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. Welcome to your Feel Good Friday, 7:46. Meg, we're talking your love life again now.
love life is a stretch. These lovely romance novels keep coming up on my Facebook feed. I don't know what I've searched or what I've set into my phone to prompt these, but in the last 24 hours, I've only given you four links as to what's come up. I've had about 10.
Oh my God. So these look very steamy.
These are very, very long as well. Like I scrolled through one of these with Maddie yesterday and we were scrolling for about 30 seconds of just text for like this first chapter.
Oh God.
So I want to introduce you to this in particular story, and it's through, I think it's called Dream Sue. And the book itself, it's called Secret Baby. This is the first one, okay?
Jeez, there's scandal when there's a secret baby, isn't it?
Anyway, basically starts off with pregnancy test positive in all caps. How could that be? I collapsed onto the ground while the doctor handed me the test results. I was his booty call. I was 19, but we had secretly been meeting for 3 years.
Oh, God.
Right? And it goes on. that she doesn't know where this man is anymore. And I'm assuming the book is about trying to find the father of this baby. Anyway.
Because sometimes they just sort of disappear or something, I guess.
Right. I would like... See, this one seems okay. Like, an interesting kind of book. If you want to go into some of the links that I've sent you, just to have a look at why these books are being recommended to me. Because
yeah,
I'm
that's
a little
strange.
Bit, I'm a bit confused.
Here's one. You've sent a link through to Novel B, it's called.
Yeah.
Let's read through some names of this. I imagine they say it in this type of voice as well.
Always in this type of voice.
Most people don't even remember the pack house has a dungeon. I do, though. I have a little room in the back that used to be a solitary confinement cell.
Oh, my God.
I have a cot, an old blanket to keep me warm. I even scored a lamp out of the trash. It still works, so I have a light to do my homework. This is weird.
These are... Right?
Okay, here's another one.
That doesn't sound like an erotic novel. That
but
sounds
I think,
like
no, but
someone's
I was
trapped.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, I was reading further down into these chapters because you see how long these chapters go for. My goodness. They go into detail.
There's something about, like, I don't know what's going on or what you're searching for because that was a trapped person situation.
But it got sexy later on, and that was just chapter one.
Sylvia, you lazy slave. Do you know what time it is now? Why are you still sleeping? I struggled to get up from the wooden bed and looked at the time. It's not even 5 o'clock in the morning yet. I rubbed my throbbing temples. That's not you. I didn't know that temples
and
could
throb.
That's
a neurophon back.
And then I hurriedly put on my thin coat and opened the door. How's this? But watch out, because a fat she-wolf was blocking the door.
What is going on?
What? This is the most absurd books to be recommended.
And the worst part is I've done a little bit of research into these, so you have to download the app, right?
Do you know what? I've just figured it out.
You figured it out?
Just by quickly reading this, I've got the answer
You've
for you.
You've got the answer? Sure.
These are emo erotic novels.
People that are trapped. People that have been tied up.
Emo erotic novels.
But I'm not interested.
Oh, man.
I'm not interested, though, so I don't understand why I'm getting recommended. As I said, 10
I want to see your Pornhub history.
Well, maybe it's a combination between that and the music you listen
maybe
to.
Maybe sitting there listening to Hawthorne Heights.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Don't know what that is.
Yeah. Do yourself some Googling, trust me.
If you combine those two, this is what you get. Mm. Maybe deep down this is your interest.
Do you think I should give one of them a go?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know if I want to spend
the
money on it.
Don't be the sad lady, the sad single lady.
I don't have any cats
living
yet.
Alone, but you have birds, yet. Which is the equivalent.
It's not the same. At least they talk to me.
I don't know. It's pretty much the same thing.
You know what? I might over the long weekend, get one of these books and actually give it a read.
I think you should, because often Google knows what you really deep down want.
Well, it's not
that's
emo erotic
that's
novels.
That's why it's
that's
a multi-trillion
sure,
dollar company.
Through Dream Sue.
He was the most handsome werewolf I've ever seen in my life. He's probably 6'6" tall and close to 250 pounds of solid muscle with broad shoulders.
He likes solid muscle.
I was
going to
say, like, apart from the werewolf description, he sounds quite good.
There you go.
If he wasn't a werewolf, I'd be interested. I'm not into Twilight, thanks very much. No.
751. The Novos. Kygo, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It at New FM with Maddie, Megan, Creeper. Do you reckon Kygo, he seems to be doing all of this stuff with these older singers. Mm. I know he's not going to hang out with Whitney, but do you reckon he's going around for tea with Tina?
Nah.
You don't reckon he's just taking
not.
The
well,
music
she's in her
80s,
I think, isn't she? Late 70s?
Yeah, she's very old.
Looking good, though.
So. Wow. Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. $450 could be yours right now before the long weekend. It would be great. Looking for people born in September. It's your chance at the money.
Yeah, let's go to Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca. How you going?
Good. How you going?
Doing really well. What are the big long weekend plans, babe?
Oh, not much.
No, well, the weather's said to be really crap. So, you know what? Stay inside, watch some Netflix. You do you.
Yeah, it's going
to
be rainy.
I reckon we should spin these birthday balls.
Question, we were just chatting about like erotic novels before, Rebecca. Mm. Do you own any yourself or would you read these?
No, no. I've seen those ones on Facebook. They're a bit nudge.
Oh, so you're getting them as well.
Yeah.
We maybe. Must share a search history or something.
I'll tell you now.
Are you single, Rebecca?
No.
Oh, there you go.
You've never been tempted by them.
No, no, no.
She's
no.
not into the erotic novels about werewolves. Let's put it out there.
Just you, mate.
Just you. Yeah.
All right, let's get you some cash, Rebecca. Were you born on the 18th of September?
No.
Oh, damn.
Are you going to do another guess, Maddie?
I guess. Okay. I think you were born on the 4th.
No, close.
Nope.
The
14th. Oh,
you had the 4 in your mind's eye.
Yeah.
And then you missed it.
I'll still take it. It's a half
that's
point.
A win. That's a win. That's I count right. that as a win.
It's back before 9 o'clock worth $4.50 today.
Maddie will guess your birthday as well for free.
I want to just put this out there because I want to give everybody out there some time to think about this one.
Yeah.
Coming up before the end of the show, of course, I am leaving.
Mm. Yeah.
And they are going to, like, obviously look for somebody else to join the show. Yeah. I don't know what the plan is or who it is. But what I thought we could do a little bit later is a one-off radio competition with no guaranteed prize.
No guarantee.
So you think
all.
You can radio host. Before the end of the show, I want to get some people on the air. We're going to audition them. People, if you're out there that think, oh, that's such an easy job, I could do that. We're going to put you through a couple of little tests.
And see if you're any good.
See if you're any good. And we'll present you to our boss as a possible replacement. Like I said, there's an asterisk, no guarantees.
Yeah.
And you probably won't get it. But it doesn't hurt throwing your hat in the ring.
Absolutely.
Right?
You've got to be at least a bit good, you know?
At least a bit good.
Like if we're gonna throw your hat in the ring.
I love how the standard is so low.
What are you
just a bit good.
Well, like we're not gonna throw your hat in the ring.
Well,
if
what's our tagline? We're good, different.
Exactly.
Well, if you think that you maybe could be good at the job that I do here, think about it, and we'll tell you to call soon. Start practicing.
Yeah.
Like intro the songs 105.3 New FM. With the Novos.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus for the 16th time today.
Oh, well, there's no need for that. You need to support the music, Meg. 105.3
New FM. This is the Novos.
The Novos.
Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
So I've been single now for about a month or so, and I've hit up the dating app. So I'm on Tinder,
yep.
And I'm on Bumble. I actually got, I don't want to say conned, but I ended up paying for Tinder Premium just to see who liked me and all that kind of stuff. And then the other day, Maddie, you were telling me about Hinge, which I'd never heard of before. I knew about Tinder, I knew about Bumble, but I didn't know about Hinge. And you're like, Meg, stop. 3 dating apps is too much.
Yeah. I mean,
well, it is. I mean, you see, the problem with you is,
yeah,
right, when Tinder wasn't enough, you got Bumblebee.
Well, I got Bumble because I like the idea of messaging first and the guys not being sleazy. Because I haven't had I've had sleazy experiences on Tinder already. I've had some pretty questionable messages. You've seen them, Crevo. Bumble, I haven't had any. And I'm like, I wonder what Hinge would be like. But then you kind of said to me, no.
Hinge is for relationships.
Yeah, see, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking to hang out with people. Like, just very casual.
So you're looking for fun.
Casual hangouts.
FWBs.
Casual hangouts is how I'm going to word it.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say casual hangouts. That's my wording.
I'm going to say FWB.
Okay, let's not get bogged down.
But I want to know, in your, like, single people, in your experience, is 3 dating apps too many?
I think
I thought, like, you were like, get on POF. Plenty of fish, because I had an ad come up for POF the other day. I have been on there in the past. Like, I even said to you, in my early 20s, I signed up for RSVP. The one that you had got to pay like $20 for stamps. And I'm like, no. See, I'm thinking Tinder and Bumble's enough. See, but if there's another date, like a dating one, not a relationship one, a dating
I'm
one.
I'm putting it out there.
Why not?
I think three's a bit desperate.
Mm.
Okay.
Two's acceptable. Three, desperate.
Yeah.
Maddie, yeah. I hear what you're saying. However,
yeah.
If you're single, shouldn't you be casting your net wide to find out what's out
That's
there?
That's what I thought. Maybe the man of my casual dreams is on an app that I'm not on yet.
Why only fish in Throsby Creek when you can go and fish in
Lake
the ocean?
Liddell.
In the ocean as well. Why limit yourself?
Yeah.
Hey, Meg, you do you. At the end of the day, though, you're too obsessed with it as it is. Like, first it was Tinder. We all see. You do not get off it. You are glued to Tinder.
I have not been on there.
And then when all the boys ran out on Tinder, you thought, I'm going to get Bumble now. Now you have both. Now you go back to Tinder.
Mm.
You're just looking for a third now. It's no good.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit bored. There's not much to do at the moment.
Anyway,
1309 is three dating apps too many
it's
for a single
fine.
Gal.
Go as many as you want. Have 10. Why not?
Maybe
That's
you
what
have
I say.
More.
Maybe you have more. Maybe you're on more than I am. Well, I'm only on two at this point. How many? You're on. So what are you on, Matt? You're on
Tinder and Hinge.
You're on Tinder and Hinge.
They're
okay.
The two. The maximum.
You wouldn't
Maddie
go on.
Says.
You wouldn't go on to Bumble.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't think so. No.
You should give it a go.
No, but I'm just not interested.
Okay. Not interested, but yet on two of them already. Okay.
Meg. How that goes. Anyway. Westlife.
1009.
Uptown Girl at New FM. Also, if you'd like to take Meg out on a date, let's make this happen as well, jokes. It's New FM in the morning. Westlife, Uptown Girl for your Feel Good Friday. It's 8:16 with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Now, we're talking Meg's dating life at the moment because we had this chat the other day about you potentially wanting to join a third
yes.
dating platform.
Which I think is fine. And you're saying, Maddie, it's too many.
I think it's a little bit desperate.
Yeah, so I'm on Tinder and Bumble at this point. You were mentioning Hinge, and I was like, oh, I might consider that. But you were saying it is relationship-based. I'm not after a relationship. I'm after just casual hangouts, all that kind of stuff.
There's dozens out there, though.
There's probably a lot more out there, like... I wouldn't know what they are, to be completely honest.
Yeah, well, go.
It's been a long time.
A quick Google search, I reckon if you go dating sites with app, it will come
true.
Up.
That's true. If I just go into the app store and type in dating...
You'll be like, a few options, I reckon.
Yeah, but at the same time, I like to get reviews on dating apps because some of them are really dodgy.
See what?
I remember Zeus used to be a thing back
Zeus?
In the day.
Here we go. I've got a list here.
All right.
Tinder.
Yeah, of course.
Check.
Done. Bumble.
Done.
Check.
Okay, Cupid.
Absolutely not.
eHarmony.
What is putting you off those two?
Oh, they're very relationship heavy. Like, okay. You see the ads for eHarmony. It's like, I met my soulmate. I'm like, I'm not looking for my soulmate.
Is eHarmony even a thing anymore?
Apparently.
It's on TV still, so.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe.
I love how they do it actually on long weekends where you can get free connections with people.
How do you know that?
Because they say it on the long weekend. Yeah, they like,
now
oh,
you
on the
mention
long
it, even I've seen that.
Yeah.
Of course, Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yes.
Happen. Swoon Me.
Swoon Me. Oh.
Badu.
Gee, some of these just sound a little bit naff.
You're thinking
that three's too many, two's enough.
Yeah, three's
all
too
right.
many.
I well, think casting you know, it wide. Meg why waste your time, like, locking down to two small options?
Meg said to me the other night, because the gays have Grindr, right?
Yeah.
So Grindr works. So you have, it's like location based. So it's like little profiles.
And the closest people to you
come in order. So if like you're 200 meters away, it'll say that.
Yeah.
Meg goes, we're at the station one night, a few lemonades in. She goes, you know, I really wish that straight people had like a version of Grindr where it could tell you how far away they are from you.
In my defense, there were like a couple of cute guys a couple of tables over, and it would have been interesting if they were on the app and I could work out if they were single or not without me having to go up and or you go up for me and ask, are you single?
Well, you should just go up and ask.
I don't have the confidence to do that at all.
Right.
If you see me at a bar, approach me. I'm not going to approach you because I've got no confidence.
There's a tip. If you see Meg out and about.
That's the sound effect for?
Grindr.
You'd think I would know that. Let's go to the phone.
Yeah,
hey, Jenny,
it.
How you going?
Hey, Meg, how are you?
Good. Three dating apps. Too many?
I think it's sounding desperate, to be honest. And trust me, some of them are scammers. I know from experience.
Trust me, I can spot a scammer from a mile away.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty good too, but I know I got it. My friend got a bunch of flowers once and says, "Oh, please save the space in my heart." Totally hooked in. And then he was turned out to be a total scammer.
See, that's the thing. I wouldn't want flowers from someone. That's the thing.
You know, like, I'm not. Neither do we, but it was, well, my friend, it was for my friend.
Yeah.
But, I was thinking all along, it sounds a bit, you know, too good to be true. Mm. And then he starts to ask her for money.
Can I ask where they met?
Oh, it was on one of the ones you pay for. I can't remember. It's a few years ago.
Probably in Harmony.
But some of them, you know, you want to be careful.
I've
been a group of friends with benefits, and some of them, one fellow met me at Macca's at Raymond Terrace with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And all he was after was a bit of a booty because his wife was pregnant. And I took a picture of him and said, "I'll stick this on Facebook. I hope your wife won't find out."
So at the toilets at Raymond Terrace McDonald's?
No, just at McDonald's. He wanted to take us somewhere to a motel.
I
thought, you're a rat. You're cheating on your wife.
Yeah, see.
So you got to be careful.
You got to be careful. Yeah, okay. I'll take that into account.
Such motherly advice
yes,
there.
Yes, thank you.
Look, I've got a few girlfriends. We're all friends with benefits. And look, it's a shame you're not confident like me. You'll have to come out with me one day.
Oh, you know what? I'll try to.
I'll tell you now. I'll find you someone.
Thanks, Jen.
I've got a few friends, and because I'm very confident, I usually meet these other single friends.
Yeah.
I could have my own singles meeting group.
You know what? Ooh. Maybe you should put one together and I'll rock up.
Well, I go to Foster Tuncurry.
That's a bit of a drive. I'm in Mayfield, babe, so that's
it's a bit of a drive from Hawksnest, too.
Yeah.
Now, just quickly...
Because I'm working down here.
Jenny, you were saying you've got, like, a singles group. Are you, like, all on WhatsApp sharing profiles and stuff, or what do you mean?
No, we just go out. We're all... if I tell you what I do for a living,
all right, we'll
give it away.
Okay.
Yeah. But we... we're not escorts.
Okay, good to know.
Thanks, Jenny.
Good information. Thanks, Jenny. Good information.
Yeah, I don't think we were suggesting he were.
No.
Nick's on the
not.
Phone. Hey, Nick. Nick,
hello. Nick's gone. What was Nick saying?
Nick was... he was like, I've got an opinion on how many.
Okay.
I was like, okay. And then he's disappeared.
If it's more than three, I'm apparently desperate. So
how fun was Jenny?
Jenny was great. Wow. Apparently, me and Jenny are going out in the town.
Yeah, I'll grab her number.
Yeah,
so
good.
You can,
we can hook something up.
Join her singles
sister.
She can be my wingman, wingwoman.
She's got plenty of friends who are single and knows a few that might you might meet. Apparently.
I love how you also put out there, call if you want to go on a date with Meg. No callers.
Oh, that wasn't really serious.
Disappointing.
That might have been Nick.
Nick. He might have had an opinion on the matter.
Or he might have wanted to go on a date with you.
Or you can just, meet me on Tinder.
There we go.
There you go.
Have a look.
Get on Tinder.
You've got Megsy Sparkles.
No,
is it?
Just is Meg, actually.
There we go.
Yes.
Meg and Jenny on the town.
Absolutely.
Out at the terrace. Quick stop at Macca's first. Then hit the pubs. Ladies!
Yes, girls'
single,
night.
Single ladies' night.
I've got my SJP shoes on. Meg's ready.
Let's hit the town. The terrace ain't seen nothing yet.
Walk home to your house out there with shoes on at the end of the night.
Shoes in hand.
Yeah.
Jenny
that's
and Meg.
And that's what's going through my mind doing the... I don't call it a walk of shame. It's a stride of pride.
There we go.
With the shoes in the hand.
Own it.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson, though?
we'll find out.
I miss him here today. He'd have a strong opinion on this.
Live from Sydney, actually, next. He's got a story on Donald Trump and Piers Morgan.
That interview.
Old friends. Interview coming up. Trump turned on Piers. So he's got the details and the audio of that next in UFM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus.
But it's not meant for everyone.
everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson here, and here to tell us about the whole Trump Piers Morgan situation. What's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Great. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, that's nice. It's good to hear all three of you as well. I'm very excited because Piers Morgan has a new TV show coming out. I don't know if you've seen this. I also don't know if you've seen the Dictionary's updated vlog with just a photo of him. I don't know how he keeps on getting TV shows.
Somehow.
But his first episode has been teased, and it's an interview with Trump, and it doesn't go quite to plan. I've got the audio of it. Take a listen.
The most explosive interview of the year.
I don't think you're real.
I'm not like...
Let's finish up the interview.
Morgan versus Trump.
Turn the camera off.
Very dishonest.
So dramatic.
That sounds very interesting and dramatic.
Absolutely. If they're able to keep that footage, that means that there's some good bits, juicy bits in there before.
I'm calling BS on this, though.
Well, you see, Piers was such a big Trump bootlicker for so many years. And he's got this new TV show that's coming to, like, all of the Rupert Murdoch-owned networks. So, like, Fox News, Talk TV in the UK, and Sky News here. So it's, like, meant to be this big controversial thing. Maybe, who knows?
Could be just a scandal to try and, like, hook us in and really, you know, Trump just comes straight back on after that.
Well, that's what they're saying because, of course, Piers Morgan won Celebrity Apprentice in the US and become very good friends with Donald Trump. They reckon that this is just some big PR stunt that Trump's trying to, like, help his mate out. I don't know. I guess we'll see, but it's worked. I'm interested, and I don't even like Piers Morgan, so I'm going to watch it.
So when's this set to air?
Not 100% sure. Okay. The teasers are out. I think it's next week, next week.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That will be interesting to see.
Yeah. And look, we did call them on the Kardashians. We said no one was going to watch, and it's the most watched thing ever. So I don't want to make a call on Piers Morgan at the moment.
Sure.
Harry, have you seen the disastrous fallout from his visit with Meghan Markle to the UK?
No.
What's going on there?
I don't think it was supposed to go how it did. So they're saying that he's breathtakingly arrogant. He made claims about the Queen. It was weird. It was, like, veiled. So I've got some audio of an interview that he did with the Today Show in the US where he says something about the Queen's protection, and he kind of tries to say that he's got an in with making sure that she's still safe. Take a listen to this.
It was great. It was just so nice to see her. You know, she's on great form. She's always got a great sense of humour with me, and I'm just making sure that she's, you know, protected and got the right people around.
Well, you make her laugh. That's what she always says. Did you do it again?
Yes, I did. Both Meghan and I had tea with her, so it was really nice to catch up with her.
Okay, so that is what's got people riled up. The what do they call it? The firm? Is it the firm?
Yeah, the firm.
The firm
have come out and said it. He's just completely and breathtakingly arrogant for making those claims, trying to associate himself with the palace again to say that he has so much sway. And they reckon that
it's
this is like
grandma.
Well, they're saying that this is Netflix telling him to do some PR and make sure you make the people think that you still have control within the royal family so people watch this new documentary that he's got coming out because, of course, him and Meghan Markle just signed that huge deal with Netflix.
Yeah.
But it's not going
Netflix
very well.
Netflix PR right now is not great.
Yeah, they're not doing so well.
Sorry, this into the mix. How are you going?
Well, did you see most of those people that have fallen out of paying for Netflix are from Russia? So,
yeah, because they're like sort of withdrawing, so they expected some of that, but it looks like they're going to make up for it with ads.
Mm. Well, and I think that they're kind of like backtracking on how well they think Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are going to do for them. So.
Yeah, possibly.
Obviously, they've made hardly anything. A couple of nature documentaries or something, didn't they? And that was a bit...
And she, I'm pretty sure she narrated some kids' movie or something.
Yeah, but I think they were hoping for more.
Yeah.
Like, they were hoping for a massive win, you know?
Yeah. Well, did you see the Queen's photos, actually, for her birthday?
Yeah, between those two horses, those white horses.
She's leading those around.
Yeah, she can't even stand up. I love the Queen, though.
Photoshopped, yeah.
How good is the Queen? I love her.
Next question.
Thank you, Jackson. Great long weekend. Thanks for that. 8:34 at New FM. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Prevo.
To to wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
It is a feel-good Friday, and that's why we're going 105 minutes commercial-free. Next with Jackson.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it with the Black Eyed Peas.
No, 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 don't funk with my heart.
I mean, nothing screams feel-good Friday like this, right? Ending a short week, it's just perfect. Into your silver foxes. That's what he is now. I mean, I wonder if he'd be offended for me calling him that. I say it with the most respect. Silver Fox, Bon Jovi, he's coming up. And wow, Lean On from Major Lazer. Ooh, 105 commercial free coming up.
Oh, so exciting. So good. I love that song. So Major Lazer's great.
I love the Australian version, though. There's a different... Australia has a different version what? Than the rest of the world.
Why? Really?
What? Yeah, so Blow a Kiss Into the Sun is the Australian version, and then Blow a Kiss Fire a Gun is the international version.
Why?
Not sure.
Dude. How weird.
We were the only country that played that version.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
That
I
is
love
odd.
Your music passion.
Thanks.
It's second to none.
Yeah.
Nobody beats Meg's music passion.
No.
Nobody.
Couldn't tell you the reasons why. But random music fact, come at me.
So, coming up next, we're ending the show today before Birthday Lotto with a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the show. I've got a week left here.
Mm.
They are looking for a replacement.
Mm.
No one can replace you, but we'll try.
So, what I thought we'd do this morning is open up the lines to anybody out there that's ever listened to this show and thought, I could do that job.
Easy. How easy. Hard is it? You get up and talk for a few hours.
It's so easy. Like, it's just so easy.
Yeah. If you push think a you couple can get, of if buttons. If you can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and drink excessive amounts of coffee and talk into songs, sure. This is the job for you.
This is what we're doing next. So you think you can radio host, call up the show, 131009, the lines are open. We're going to have a chat, see what your banter's like, maybe do a couple of exercises with you, like stuff that radio announcers have to do.
And you have to gel with Crevo and myself, because we're staying.
That's right, we're not going anywhere.
So if you don't gel with us,
instantly
sorry,
out.
Sorry, you're out.
People are calling. Give it a go. If you've ever thought, I can do this, we're going to do it next. So you think you can radio host after Alesso, Katy Perry, When I'm Gone, New FM. Gone, Alesso, Katy Perry, When I'm Gone at New FM. It's 8:46 with the Novos, 131009 this morning. We're trying lots of random stuff on the show this week. We are looking for another person to join the show to replace me. Now, I'm just going to start this segment by saying this isn't the official way to apply for the job.
No.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is just for the radio. But if you're really good and the boss is it, it could be the door that you've been looking for just opened up slightly.
The crack, you can shove your foot in there.
Think you can radio host. Because everybody thinks it's so easy to come on here, talk for a few hours.
Yep.
Oh, you guys have the easiest job. You come in at 6, you leave at 9. Let me tell you, there is more involved in what we do.
A lot more. That's just the, that's anytime, the, that is the easy part.
Anytime you go to the pub, though, and you say, oh, I work in radio, and then they tell, oh, well, everyone tells me I tell a good story. I could be on the radio. I could do your job. Okay, here's your chance.
Exactly.
Meg, I'm only pretend bitter. You're really bitter. Chill out, sis.
You think I'm really a nasty person, don't you?
No, I just think you get very worked up.
Or
this
is that
coming
part
from
of the
you,
job?
Of all people.
Do you know
people?
What it is? Because, right, Meg doesn't like, one, celebrities getting an easy ride on the radio, so like Abby Chatfield and stuff.
Yeah.
She doesn't like
no.
anyone that's been on a reality TV show getting a radio job. Doesn't like that.
Winds no. Meg up.
And you also don't like people like getting like skipping the line.
Yes.
Like this process we're about to embark
on. Yeah, we're
now.
Gonna well, we're is gonna it, speak to Paul in the Upper Hunter, and he's gunning for your job. Paul, what radio experience do you have, my friend?
Mate, well, I was on the radio this morning, so that's twice in one day. That's more than half the time, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Already, it's a good start. It's a good start. A lot of people. Yeah, I've never been on.
Where do I sign? Well, the contract hasn't even been written up yet, because Maddie's still here. So.
All right, Paul.
Well, I'll take Maddie's job then.
Where are you going?
That's the whole point. Yeah, I'm leaving the show.
He's going to Sydney. He's leaving us for Sydney.
Sydney, Earl, what are you mad at here? All right, go on then, get.
All right, he's got a couple of jokes.
A couple of zingers in there, Paul. That's always a good sign.
Bit of banter.
All right, well, look, one thing we do here on the show, Paul, is it's called planning session. So, like, after we finish each day, we'll talk about our lives and figure out what we're going to talk about the next day. If you were going to be on the show on Tuesday when we come back, what's happening in your life right now? Give us like a topic, a segment idea.
A topic segment. I'm just the bloke that you call if you want to be cheered up, pretty much. That's my mission in life that I've accepted.
All right. So what's a person that you've had to cheer up recently that you would talk about on the radio?
Just anything really. Like, depression within men is a really big thing that's not talked about enough.
That's true.
We talk about that a lot on this show, but there's a thing called light and shade, Paul.
Yeah,
you can't talk about that serious stuff all the time. You know what I mean?
So that's a good bit to talk about. But look, what's something funny that's happened to you recently, or someone you know?
Oh my God, funny.
Ooh. Nah, Paul, yeah, I don't know.
Padding. Come on, pat it out, brother.
All right. Next exercise.
Yeah, Next exercise.
Big part of the job that I do, it's called being the anchor of the show. So you might hear me going, 105.3 New FM, to talk about the weather after the song plays. Very big part of doing this job. Do you want to give this a go, Paul? So this is how we're going to go. You're going to introduce a song as if it was playing on the radio. Right. Now, I have in front of me the time that the song goes for and how long the intro of the song is. Now, the key is you've got to talk right up until the vocals start. So you've got a 9-second intro on this song to pretty much say, you're with the Novos, 105.3 New FM, raining today. Here is Goo Goo Dolls Slide on New FM. You got this?
Yeah.
All right.
I think you got this.
Let's go, Paul.
Good luck, man.
All right.
So, pretend it's your show.
Oh, yep.
Here we go. I'm going to start playing the song. And remember, you've got 9 seconds to get all the information out before the vocals start. Here we go.
105.3. We're looking at 22, top of 24, raining and miserable. If you're on the roads, please stay safe. Coming up next, we've got Lady Gaga, Bad Romance.
The vocals started.
You crashed.
Sorry, Paul.
That's called crashing the vocals.
Look, you know what? Bit of training. We could get Paul in.
We'll do one more quickly. Jenny Craig, good morning.
Got freaked out by the song exercise.
Rattled.
Paul's okay, but I think, bit of training.
You know what? You never get it first go.
Yeah,
I still remember my first live break on radio. It was a train wreck. I took the station off air.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
During Duke Dumont Ocean Drive. So anytime I hear that song now,
anxiety.
The tech guy ringing me, what are you doing?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll put Paul forward.
Yeah, we'll see what the boss says. Yeah. We'll play him that bit of air check and see how it goes.
Crash the next vocals.
I went to radio school.
We all did.
God, you're a bitch today.
I'm just having a laugh.
Your panties are in a twist.
My panties?
Yes. Well,
birthday lotto's up next worth $450 today.
What month?
It's your name on it, mate. You know, you're criticising Paul's ability.
You're too wound up on Paul.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Not wound up on what we're doing for the show.
Yes, Creamo, what month?
January.
If you want to win $450, $13.79 if you're born in January.
That segment didn't turn out the way I hoped.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, well, we tried. No one as good as you, mate.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
Rita Ora, Sam Felt, follow me at New FM. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. It's 8:59. Birthday lotto right now.
Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish.
And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's birthday lotto.
$450 heading into a long weekend sounds like the perfect way.
Good
to go
luck.
You've got to be born in January, though. That's the only catch.
Simple, simple, but hard. Let's meet Tracy. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Hi, guys.
Hi, Trace.
You got a lot planned for the long weekend?
No, just working.
Oh, working, making money, good stuff.
Tracy was just giving me some advice off the air because she's a housekeeper and I need to get a bong cleaned for when I move out. And this company was like, oh, it's $800.
Yeah, too much.
For a little two-bedder, like apartment that is already immaculate, that's crazy money. Too much money.
Crazy.
Yeah, hey, good luck to them if they can get the work, I guess.
That's it. Good luck.
Well, Tracy, good luck to you as well as we spin these balls.
Let's get you some money.
$450. Spin it good.
Oh, fingers crossed. Good vibes for today. All right. That's come on, it. Tracy. Were you born on the 22nd of January?
Oh, hell no.
That's not good.
Come
on. Oh, no, she's already said it.
What was it?
What was it, Tracy?
Pardon? What's that?
So, were you born on the 9th?
No, the
6th. Oh, okay.
The 6th is the 9 upside
down.
No, the 6th.
Sorry, Tracy.
Testing out your psychic abilities yet again. Mm. You've had a bit of success.
Yeah, not that much though today.
It's gone from 100% down to about 30.
Yeah, I was going to say 60. I was going to give him some extra.
Have a great long weekend, guys. Yeah, Another one. We'll see you on Tuesday for my final week on the show. I'm very sad.
Make sure you join us and make sure you make it like he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, make it really good.
Don't make it harder than it already
is. You know what? If we have to, we have to. That's what's going to happen.
You big old guilt tripper, mate. Look at you go. 105 Commercial Free is up next with Jackson for your Feel Good Friday.
Yes, coming up as we ditch your ads. My head's spinning that it's Friday. Can you believe it? This is Fresh Five Sauce. For Complete Mess, it plays for you very shortly. A bit of Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line and Meant to Be. That's going to be in there very soon. And I think if there's one thing we can all agree on, right, Maddie, Megan, Crevo, this song is an absolute banger. Rule and Growing Up is 105 Minutes Commercial Free. Kicks off very soon.
Yeah, it's up next. Don't forget, enjoy the long weekend, but remember, double demerits are in place as of now until Tuesday morning.
Lots of rain about as well, so stay safe on the road.
Definitely.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys. Yeah. We'll see you next